Back in the kitchen, George put the huge saucepan on the table and went over to the cupboard that served as a larder. The shelves were bulging with bottles and jars of every sort. He chose the following and emptied them one by one into the saucepan. A tin of curry powder, a tin of mustard powder, a bottle of extra hot chili sauce, a tin of black peppercorns, a bottle of horseradish sauce. "There," he said aloud, "that should do it."
"George,"
came the screechy voice from the next room.
"Who are you talking to in there? What are you up to?"
Nothing, Grandma. Absolutely nothing," he called back.
"Is it time for my medicine yet?"
"No, Grandma. Not for about half an hour."
"Well, just see you don't forget it."
"I won't, Grandma," George answered. "I promise I won't."
At this point, George suddenly had an extra good wheeze. Although the medicine cupboard in the house was forbidden ground, what about the medicines his father kept on the shelf in the shed next to the hen house? The animal medicines. What about those? Nobody had ever told him he mustn't touch them. "Let's face it," George said to himself, "hairspray and shaving cream and shoe polish are all very well, and they will no doubt cause some splendid explosions inside the old geezer, but what the magic mixture now needs is a touch of the real stuff, real pills and real tonics, to give it punch and muscle." George picked up the heavy three-quarters full saucepan and carried it out of the back door. He crossed the farmyard and headed straight for the shed alongside the hen house. He knew his father wouldn't be there. He was out haymaking in one of the meadows. George entered the dusty old shed and put the saucepan on the bench. Then he looked up at the medicine shelf. There were five big bottles there. Two were full of pills, two were full of runny stuff, and one was full of powder.
"I'll use them all," George said. "Grandma needs them. Oh boy, does she need them."
The first bottle he took down contained an orange-coloured powder. The label said, "For chickens with fowl pest, hen gripe, sore beaks, gammy legs, cockerellitis, egg trouble, broodiness, or loss of feathers, mix one spoonful only with each bucket of feed." "Well," George said aloud to himself as he tipped in the whole bottleful, "the old bird won't be losing any feathers after she's had a dose of this." The next bottle he took down had about 500 gigantic purple pills in it. "For horses with hoarse throats," it said on the label. "The horse-throated horse should suck one pill twice a day." "Grandma may not have a hoarse throat," George said, "but she's certainly got a sharp tongue. Maybe they'll cure that instead." Into the saucepan went the 500 gigantic purple pills. Then there was a bottle of thick, yellowish liquid. "For cows, bulls and bullocks," the label said, "will cure cow pox, cow mange, crumpled horns, bad breath in bulls, earache, toothache, headache, hoofache, tailache and sore udders." "That grumpy old cow in the living room has every one of those rotten illnesses," George said. "She'll need it all." With a slop and a gurgle, the yellow liquid splashed into the now nearly full saucepan. The next bottle contained a brilliant red liquid. "Sheep dip," it said on the label. "For sheep with sheep rot and for getting rid of ticks and fleas, mix one spoonful in 1 gallon of water and slosh it over the sheep. Caution, do not make the mixture any stronger or the wool will fall out and the animal will be naked."
"By gum," said George, "how I'd love to walk in and slush it all over old Grandma and watch the ticks and fleas go jumping off her. Oh, but I can't. I mustn't. So she'll have to drink it instead." He poured the bright red medicine into the saucepan.
The last bottle on the shelf was full of pale green pills. "Pig pills," the label announced, "for pigs with pork prickles, tender trotters, bristle blight and swine sickness, give one pill per day. In severe cases, 2 pills may be given, but more than that will make the pig rock and roll."
just the stuff, said George, for that miserable old pig back there in the house. She'll need a very big dose.
He tipped all the green pills, hundreds and hundreds of them, into the saucepan.